Welcome to the first episode of the podcast, the Best at Complaining podcast. Yes, this is my podcast because I am the best at complaining. There's a saying here in Portugal where people actually say, when someone complains too much, people actually say, you were made while complaining. So that implies that the person's parents made him while complaining. So they were having sex while complaining. So that means that they were like, they're like, just imagine two grown up, like two adults, right? Like saying, did you do the dishes? And then the man says no. And then while they're having sex, they're just like, I told you to do the dishes. Why didn't you do the dishes? And then he starts responding saying something like, well, because I was watching fucking soccer. I don't know. You know what I mean? Just imagine that. That would be really, really amazing. I don't know. I would pay to see that. I would not pay to watch people having sex, but I would pay to watch people having sex while complaining, no doubt. But that's not what what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about everything, really. I'm here to talk to complain about everything. This is the first episode of many, I hope, and I say a lot, so you better get used to that, because If you don't know me, you probably don't know this if you don't know me, but I am not English. I'm not American or anything. I'm Portuguese. Therefore, sometimes it's really hard for me to explain or articulate certain sentences. So you're going to hear ums, a lot of ums, you know. So get ready for that. Okay. I wanted to talk about the podcast, right? I wanted to talk about how it's all gonna come out, how it's gonna, you know, what I'm gonna do in this podcast, I feel like, I don't know, it's a podcast that's called The Best at Complaining, but I'm not always gonna complain. Of course, I'm always going to complain in a podcast, but the podcast is not always going to be about me complaining about something. We're going to do a bunch of shit. I have here on my computer like a lot of shit that I want to do. Some of them I actually went on YouTube, or not on YouTube, but I went on Google, right? And I legit wrote because I've always wanted to start a podcast since like 2 or 3 years ago. I always wanted to start a podcast, but I didn't really know what to talk about it, what to talk on it, basically. So I was just like, you know, I've seen so many people, and my girlfriend has been watching this girl called Barbara something. I don't know the last name. And she has made a podcast quite recently, I think. I don't know, but she has some episodes already, and I don't know, dude. It's complicated, you know, because I saw that and I was like, that thing that desire for to make a podcast just started again, and I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna make a podcast. And actually made some effort to do some research on what podcasts are about, and I noticed that podcasts are about everything. am I not centered? I know. I want to talk about the complications of being a podcaster, but later. Okay, later. This is a 30 to 45 minute podcast, so there's plenty of time to talk about anything. So. Yeah, so what I wanted to talk about is, that desire just, you know, came at me out of nowhere, and I just couldn't deal with it anymore, and I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna do it. So I made an effort to write on Google, what to do on a podcast, like, what the fuck am I supposed to do on a podcast? And it came up with some websites, you know, saying like 50 ideas for websites to do on a website or podcast. I've been saying website, but it's not whatever. You get it. I'm kind of nervous because it's my first time, and I don't know if you noticed, but I've been stuttering a lot, which I do stutter a lot. But that's another thing that I want to get at a little bit later on. But I do stutter a lot, and I'm speaking way too fast for my tongue to accompany me. You know what I mean? So to accompany me. Okay, so I went on Google and I wrote what to do on a podcast, and I come up with some cool ideas. So for instance, I have one here that's like films I haven't seen, but from the cover of the film, I would guess what they're about. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's a cool game that we can all do. I don't know. I guess. The next is like interviews, of course. I would have like my friends here, my closest friends, and some friends that I have over the internet. And I would interview them. Hopefully I can interview more people that I'm not even friends with, but I would like to know, you know, to interview. I don't know. Funny stories, which I do have a lot of them. Old school stories, which I do have some of them, not a lot. Newspaper review. Find funny headline. This is what I have written on it. On this, it may not make any sense, right? It may not have any sense. Make any sense, but once I read it, I know what it's about. You know what I mean? You know how when you write something, when you don't want to forget something, right? So you write in like keywords. So like, for instance, I don't know, eggs, bowl, you know, something like that. And then you remember, oh yeah, I'm supposed to make a dessert, for instance. So I have here a newspaper review, find funny headlines and guess what the story will be. Well, I mean, it's not really well put, but you can understand from what I just said, from what I just wrote, right? So basically I find like funny headlines, or I find just any headlines, and I would just, and I, something that's not like too serious, like for instance, two dead in the freaking street or something like that. As long as it's not that, I can actually make something on about it. Then I have like stupid stories here, which I don't know what I mean by that. Stupid stories and funny stories are kind of the same thing. Then I have this stupid idea, but I might do it once I have nothing else to do, which is top 10 Marvel movies. I'm a huge Marvel fan. I haven't always been though, because when I was little, I wasn't really into Marvel. I was into superheroes, like for instance, you know, Spider-Man, which is my favorite hero. Spider-Man, and I knew Captain America, but I didn't really. I knew about him, but I didn't really know about him. I knew Batman, I knew Superman and stuff like that, but I haven't really like watched any movies or anything. I wasn't really into the Marvel movies or comics even. But once I talk about it, I will explain I will explain why I didn't really pay attention to Marvel really. And then I have this weird question here, which it says like, what technology do you wish existed? Which is, it's a cool, I don't know, it's a cool question to think about, but I don't know if I should make a segment on this, but whatever, let's just, you know, see what's going to happen basically. I hope you enjoy these podcasts really. I hope I get less nervous and less stuttery, because I do stutter a lot. And that's what I'm going to talk about next. And I hope you enjoy it. And, you know, just it's all good, man. Let's just live life, right? So I stutter. Okay, I stutter a lot. And that's something that I've been noticing more and more throughout life. Throughout really recently, I've been noticing that a lot. And that's been pissing me the fuck off, bro. It's been pissing me so much because, like, yo, I didn't use to stutter this much. What is causing me to stutter this much now? You know what I mean? So the worst case that I've ever seen on myself is like when I'm angry, like for instance, like 2 days ago or something like that, like or during the weekend or something. Basically, I was trying to sleep, but I didn't really have. I wasn't sleepy, but I was trying to sleep because I had to wake up early on the next day. But my girlfriend, she kept doing this. She kept doing this shit, and I was like almost falling. You know what? You know that phase of the sleep when you're like almost asleep, but you can still hear everything around you. That I was in that phase right there, and I was just like I was hearing her like 5, 6, 7 times, like always like this, and I was, oh my god, it was pissing me off so much. So I had like this this little thing, you know, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a thing to unblock your nose, basically, like a spray thingy, and I had it, and I woke up, I turned on the lights, and I was like, for fuck's sake, Caroline, take this motherfucking spray and spray it in your fucking nose. And she was like, I'm doing this because I have my ears blocked and my ears are hurting. I have an earache or whatever you say. And the thing is, while I was saying you have this spray, and you know, I was like complaining to her, and I was like, for fuck's sake, Caroline, and shit like that. While I was talking that, or while I was saying that, I literally couldn't speak. I was like stumbling upon words and upon words. You know what I mean? Like it was like word after word, I was just stuttering, and I couldn't. I had to like really like I had to shut up. I literally had to shut up mid sentence, and just restart. And I was like, for fuck's sake, again. You know what I mean? And it was super. I mean, it wasn't funny at the moment. I was really, really pissed. But I mean, it wasn't her fault. And I kind of felt bad after. I felt really bad. I felt like shit. She was, her ears were blocked, and they were, you know, hurting her. And she was like doing that shit to make it not to, you know, unblock the ears and make it not hurt anymore. And I was just there complaining to her. I felt bad, so I didn't apologize though. I should, but I'm really. I don't know. It's really hard for me to apologize. It depends on the thing as well. It depends on the situation. But I hardly apologize. And when I do, I feel embarrassed. It's weird for me. I know. But I do apologize, even if I feel embarrassed. I do apologize, and I do mean the apology. Okay. But I've been noticing that I've been stuttering a lot, and sometimes I say sentences that don't really make sense because I didn't use the right word. And then I at first thought, oh, it's only because I have like English and Portuguese mixed in my head, because before I wouldn't really stutter much while speaking English, but now, whenever, for instance, I talk to Mike, a friend of mine. I stutter a lot, and sometimes when I speak to my friend Alex, I stutter a lot, or Dan, I stutter a lot. Like I stutter all the time now, and it's annoying as shit. Like I can't start a conversation, I can't start a sentence without stuttering, and that pisses me off, you know. But I don't know if there's anything that I can do about it. I have no idea. Maybe it's my anxiety. Maybe, because I do have anxiety, so maybe it can be that, but I have no idea. And I noticed that my stuttering has been has become worse. it has become like a lot Oh, what's the fucking word, bro? A lot worse. Yeah. What? I noticed that my stuttering has become a lot worse. For the past few weeks, actually. Even in Portuguese, it's really hard for me to speak. I don't know why. Maybe I'll go to the doctors and talk about it, because it's a weird thing. I know that people can start stuttering, but that's after like they get scared. Oh shit, dude! I make videos on horror games. Yo, I only just put the pieces together. Maybe, wow, I did this. I don't know. Basically, I don't know if this is going to Spotify or SoundCloud or something, but if you're hearing this, basically what I did with my hands is like, no, two lesbians like scissoring. Yeah, that's what I did with my fingers and hands and stuff. When I said puzzle, yeah, I just joined the puzzle pieces. So basically, when someone gets scared, like really bad, they start stuttering. That's one of the reasons why stuttering people start stuttering. Fuck. So maybe you think that maybe that has anything to do with my stuttering. Maybe. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I have to go to the doctor about it, because I don't know. It's I don't want to stutter. See, count how many times I say I don't want to. Like I said I don't want to a lot of times. Like I don't want to. You know? Fucking hell. It just pisses me off so much. One thing that I noticed, though, changing topics a little bit. One thing that I noticed about starting a podcast is how much money you have to spend. Because basically, okay, let's say that you don't do anything else, you know, besides podcast, because besides your podcast, right? And so basically, you invest in a camera. I mean you don't need a camera, but if you want to, you know, join YouTube and you put your podcast there, you have to have a camera. So you invest in on a camera or a webcam, doesn't fucking matter really. And then you invest in a good microphone. And normally what I've seen podcasters have, like the microphones that they have is a Shure microphone, which mine is a Shure as well, but I don't know, mine is like a way cheaper microphone than compared to those microphones. Basically, those microphones cost like almost like €1,000 or something, like $1,000. If not, they're really close to that. Like I spent like 300 on mine, and I feel like €300 is like way too much for a microphone. And it's a good microphone as well. Like the quality that you hear, I mean, it's equalized and shit like that. But like without the equalization, it still sounds really, really fucking good. But they also have like, oh yeah, and then have to they have, and then those microphones, they're not USB like mine, for instance. Those microphones, they're like, they have like aux cords or whatever. I don't really know, but they're like they have to be plugged into to an amp, and then that amp is plugged into your computer. So basically, okay, so invest in a camera, invest in a microphone, amp, computer, which you don't really need to buy a good computer, but you still, you know, spend like hundreds of dollars in a computer, right? So there you have it, right? And you think, okay, now I just need to, you know, record it. Oh yeah, and you have the software where you record the podcast, but that's another thing, because you can either have like Audition, which is a software from Adobe, or you can have Audacity, which is a free program, which it's really good, to be fair. I don't use it anymore because I feel like I don't know. I just wanted like I just wanted the reason to have like a good software and not a free one. I don't know why. I'm shallow like that. Basically, so you have to pay for the program as well. You don't really have to. You can pay for it, but you don't have to. Carrying on. So then you record it and you're like, okay, now I'll upload it to Spotify. That's cool. But if you want to, this is from what I've seen, right? I don't know if there's an easier way to do it, but if you want to put your podcast on Spotify or iTunes, right? What you have to do is you have to have an RSS URL basically, and to get one of those you need to go to RSS.com, I think, and get your code. But you have to fucking pay for it. Oh no, you think it was that easy? You think it was just like put your audio here and then we'll give you a freaking RSS code. No, bro. You have to pay monthly for it. You have to pay like €14 or $14 a month. And if you want to pay like $10 a month, you have to pay like a 12-month subscription, which is a year, basically, which basically is like almost €120, like in just one time. And that pissed me off. I saw that and I was like, what the fuck? Like, because I didn't know. I never researched it, so I didn't fucking know. And that pissed me off so much. So then I was like, okay, maybe there's like another method, okay? And there is actually. You can upload your podcasts in a website, like for instance Podbean or whatever. You can upload there, and then since it's uploaded there, you have like an RSS code already there. So then you can copy that URL and put it on Spotify and iTunes and shit. But you have to pay for a subscription again on that fucking website as well. Like, so I'm like, what, dude? What am I supposed to fucking do then? There's SoundCloud, and I was like, yo, SoundCloud. It seems cool. Okay. Maybe I'll go for SoundCloud. But even SoundCloud now, I don't even know if SoundCloud had this before. But SoundCloud now, you have the SoundCloud Pro and SoundCloud Pro Unlimited. Why? It pissed me off. It's like, so if you want to start a fucking podcast, even if you have zero fucking money, after buying all the shit that you need, you have zero fucking money. How are you going to fucking put a podcast on the podcast softwares, like fucking apps? You're not. Just breaking news for you, you're not, okay? You're not. You're going to put it on YouTube and that's fucking it. And then pray to God that YouTube doesn't fucking ban your channel for like, I don't know, fucking copyright music or I don't fucking know, like, censoring your fucking words, or even this cop of fucking thing. You're made for kids, or you're not made for kids, but you ranked your channel as made for kids, so now pay $42,000 fucking dollars now. Fuck you, YouTube. Fucking hell, we're paying for a mistake that we haven't done. The thing is, it doesn't even make any fucking sense, bro. It doesn't even make any sense because basically, we are not collecting any data from children. None of us are collecting any data from children. YouTube still is, I think. None of us. But we still get fined for $42,000 per video. per fucking video, bro. Per fucking video. Like, imagine I have like 500 videos. Like, if we go to the calculator, right? And let's say that all of my videos, like 500, I actually have mine in that, more than that, but 500. If we do the maths, 500 times 24,000. I think it's that, right? I don't even know if that math is correct. But if this is the correct math, I would. Oh my God, I would own $12 million to the fucking FTC. Yo, you want to get fucking rich? Just sue someone, really. Dude, that's fucking retarded. That's so gross. So gross. Like, YouTube made that mistake. We haven't. We haven't done shit. Okay? All we do is just like we record videos, edit, bam, upload it. That's really it. We don't want anything to do with personal data from people, actually, not even children, it's just from people in general. We don't want anything to do with that. We couldn't even fucking care about it. Like, no, like, dude, I don't want your personal information. I don't fucking care about your social security number, your fucking name, or I mean, I do care about, I mean, I don't care about the names either. Like, give me like just a name for that I can call you, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't care about your age. I don't care about where you live. I don't care. You know, I mean, I do kind of, it's curiosity. It's like, where do you live? Like, not as in like, oh, where's your house? You know, it's like, where do you live? Like, which state or which country? You know what I mean? Because it's, for me, it's cool to know that I have like people in the United States or people in Indonesia watching me because I'm like so far away from. Oh shit, my camera stopped. Sorry about that. God damn it. Because I'm so far away from all of them, you know? I'm so far away from everyone that watches my videos that, you know, it kind of, you know, just like, yo, that's pretty cool, you know? But that's the only thing that I want to know, because the rest of it, like, I don't fucking care, you know? But yeah, like, the COPPA thing, it kind of, like, it fucks you up. It'll fuck you up, basically. Hopefully, it's just, hopefully we can, you know, fight it. I really do hope that we can fight it, but I don't know. Let's just wait and see. What was I talking about before? I was talking about the, oh yeah, so you have no money, and the only thing that you have to do is like put it on YouTube, and YouTube right now has so many podcasters already that you're just gonna be swollen by them, by the big ones. Yeah, it just fucking sucks, really. But yeah, dude, like, I was like shocked that we needed to you know, subscribe to so many fucking things to just, and the thing is, they don't even give you that much stuff. Like, they give you like like 500 gigs to put your audios, your podcasts there. Like, why? Dude, just do it for free, bro. Like, what the fuck? Just do it for free. Like, for instance, have a free version and a pro version. And, like, make the pro version, like, good enough that I can, like, think, oh, shit, no, I actually need that, you know? But, yeah, no, it's life is life, you know? Like, fuck it. I don't know. I don't care. But there was one thing that I wanted to, oh, yeah, the podcast, yeah, SoundCloud. I will try to upload this podcast, or, you know, this one and the next ones on SoundCloud, because there, you know, there is an app for that on your phone. So if you can't, you know, watch my podcasts on YouTube, you can watch them on or you can listen to them on SoundCloud. That's what I'm going to try to do. If it doesn't work, then YouTube it is, just YouTube, you know. So I'm gonna do that. Because it's just, dude. My job is at risk right now. Like, if you don't know what I do, I edit videos for a friend of mine called Biju Mike on YouTube, and with this Coppa thing, you know, his channel might, you know, he might not be able to pay me anymore, and that's completely fine because it's not even his fucking fault. It's YouTube's fault, basically. And I can't really, you know, be like subscribing or, you know, buying like a lot of, you know, fucking really expensive shit, because if I don't have a job, then I won't have any money. And you guys don't even fucking know how hard it is to find a job here in Portugal, and it's really, really, really poorly paid as well. Like, we get like fucking 600 euro a month, and imagine if you wanna go live by yourself with 600 euro, you couldn't. There's no way, basically. The rents aren't expensive, but then food is, and then you have to pay electricity, and then you have to pay water, and then you have to pay gas. And, you know, so you can have like hot water and shit. And you have to pay fucking internet, because why, like, oh, because you don't even have TV. Like, you can't have your TV plugged into it, to the antenna input, and have TV, because you won't have TV, because Portugal is that fucking shit. Basically, you have like to have like a thing called TDT, I think it's TDT. I'm not too sure, but it gives you like a signal, so you can watch four fucking channels, which is, you know, channel 1, 2, 3, and 4, and that's it. That's the only channels that you have, unless you have like fucking TV cable, I think, which is it's fucking ridiculous, man. Portugal is eating us alive, basically. So yeah, I have too many subscriptions, and I mean, I don't have too many subscriptions, but I do have some, and I do have some bills to pay. So I can't really go ahead and just, you know, let me just, you know, pay like $14 a month, so I can put up this podcast up on Spotify, when I don't really fucking need it, actually. And at least not at the start. But yeah, Portugal, living here in Portugal, is really fucking hard. Like I said, if you want to live by yourself, you can't. You always have to live with someone, because two monthly wages is like, you get around 1.3k euro a month. And even that is not really in, it's not nearly, I mean, it's enough, but it's like you're living like at the edge, really, because yeah, like per month you can, you know, spend around like 1,000 or 1,100 euro per month. Like, and that's completely fucking fine. That's completely normal. But how the fuck are you gonna spend that much money when you only earn 600 euro? You know, it's really shit. I try not to think about it right now, because I'm trying to live like one day at a time, and whatever happens, really, you know. I don't really have a plan B, but I should, but it, you know, Portugal is it's a very unstable country as well, so I can't really have a plan B. But you know, whatever happens, and I just have to deal with it, really. There's not going to be any hard feelings towards anything. There's going to be hard feelings towards YouTube, but there's not going to be hard feelings towards anyone or anything, so what happens, and whatever happens, really. And that's been 35 minutes. I really enjoyed it. I started off really, really nervous because I've never done it. And I know the one thing that that made me even more nervous is that the fact that I can't really edit. I can't edit these podcasts because a podcast is supposed to be unedited, like completely unedited. It's literally just you make you cut the parts where you know turning on the cameras and turning on the microphones and shit like that, setting up. You cut off that part, but then after that, until the end, you don't cut off anything. So I was kind of nervous because I know that my English is good, but it's not, you know, good, you know, and I still, you know, stumble on words and I still stutter and I still say and I still say, you know, a bunch of shit. But I feel like when I like right at like more in the middle of this podcast, I kind of like relaxed a little bit and I started, you know, speaking more fluently without stuttering that much. I feel like, I don't know, that's what I feel like, but I don't know if it's the reality or not. But yeah, oh dude, I fucking enjoyed this. I really, really liked it. I hope you enjoyed it as well. I don't know if I don't know what to do about the podcast. I don't know if I should create a new channel just for the podcasts or create or just put the podcast on my main channel. You guys let me know in the comments below. Really, that would really, really help. I really enjoyed it and I hope I have like really cool things to talk about in the next episode. This is going to be weekly, by the way. So we're going to make, I don't know when this is going to be released, but I will try to release it every Saturday. Okay. Saturday morning for me. So GMT plus one, time zone. It's like, it's the same time zone as London, so it's going to be easier for you to, you know, compare your time with mine. So in morning for me, normally for the USA, it's like in the middle of the night there, but morning for me, for Indonesia, for instance, it's like 4 PM there. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's basically it. Dudes, I really enjoyed this podcast. I really, really did. Next Saturday, there's going to be another one. So, yeah, dude, I hope you're excited for that. Again, leave in the comments down below, really, if I should create a new channel or just once a week put out, this podcast. Yeah. So dudes, thank you so much for listening to me and for watching me if you're on YouTube, and I'll see you next week. Okay, goodbye. Thank you.